Join Camarillo Hospice at the 7th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, September 6th, 11 to 4 p.m. at the Camarillo Ranch. Expect lots of fun, food and drink, ICS-sanctioned chili competition, Pleasant Valley Lions Club barbecue, wine and beer, Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, classic car display, fun and game zone for the kids, and live performances. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice, a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center, providing free services to those facing life-limiting illnesses, grieving the loss of a loved one, or considering end-of-life issues and planning. To purchase tickets, visit www.CamarilloChiliCookoff.com. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. I hope that you were with us this morning from 6 to 8, right here on 1590 KVTA. And not only that, on our podcast, right? They can listen to all of our shows. All they have to do is subscribe on our smartphones.
Exactly. Go to your smartphone and go to podcast and download The Kim Pagano Show, and you can hear all our past shows and our most recent shows, so you really don't miss anything.
There you go. Also, Facebook. Twitter, Instagram, right?
Newsletter. Oh, yeah. Instagram, hashtag Kim Pagano Show. That's a great way to keep up with what we're doing. And we would love to know what you've got going on.
There you go. In fact, we should have taken pictures of all of our winners today. Darn it.
That's should have. That would have been great.
Yeah, we got to start doing that. So anyways, again, for anybody out there, write this phone number down, 805-419-0008. 419-0008 is the number. Because we have so many things that we're giving away, and we would love to get those in your hands. I'm Kim. I'm here with
Jennifer Chastain. Good morning, everybody.
Tom.
Hi there. How is everybody today?
He's like always here. I tell you. But you're always everywhere. You're like, I tell you, I don't even know how you get around.
It's Music Under the Stars tonight, and this guy, Fantastic Diamond. And people think maybe for the ladies it's a little better, but Neil Diamond is a lot like Barry Manilow.
There you go.
Guys will say something like, yeah, right. But then you start hearing the songs.
And you're saying, amazing.
I know every single song this guy is doing. There's a local guy. He's a hockey player, too. He's one of our hockey dads.
Oh, okay.
He does a killer.
Really?
I have heard him.
Is off the big blonde dude,
yeah,
too.
He's great. He's, I mean, you forget that it's not Neil Diamond.
Wow.
He's that good.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Our show is all about the brighter side of life, and we are in the 805. I want to start off with a little motivation. You don't have to have it all. Figured out to move forward. Did you get that?
You don't have to have it all figured out to move forward.
Yeah.
Some of the answers could come to you along the way.
There you go. It's like step by step, right?
That's right.
So anyways, we have a really great show for you today. We've got Natasha McCullough on, and she's going to be talking about her cookbook, Vanilla Table. It's beautiful.
Okay.
I am in
love with this cookbook,
I know,
Natasha. You have to send us another one because I can't get enough of it.
I know. It's almost like one you want to put on a table, like a conversational piece.
I want to make everything in it.
I know.
I love pate, so
isn't
or foie gras, so that is like, oh, I'm dying.
Anyways,
we're going to be talking about that. Also, we've got Audrey Walzer coming in, and she's the owner of Camarillo Yoga Center. And I'm telling you, she just had one of her big, huge meetings because she's going to be starting all her mindfulness programs coming up, mindfulness meditation. And so we're going to find out a little bit more about that. I'm telling you, it just makes life so much better. It's like you're invested in your life and you're there at the moment. That's what it's all about. Anyways, again, we have so many great things that we are giving away, and we want to make sure that everybody is a part of it. One, we have Ventura County Animal Services. It's their first annual gala. They were on our morning show, and that is September 12th, 5 to 10, over at Aviation Drive. And we would love to get some tickets in all of your hands and you be a part of this. If you love animals, you want to do your part, this is a win-win. And all you have to do is go to www.vcasus.com/gala. And again, I'm telling you, Ventura County Animal Service is proud to be the largest no-kill. I love that.
And all the different things that they offer. I mean, they have help for seniors if you're trying to keep your dog. So check out their website. There's so many things they can help you with.
There you go. All right. Also, I want to talk about all of our giveaways. And Tom, you do such a great job.
I want to make sure everybody knows I still have my man card just because I like Neil Diamond. On my iPod, I have Black Sabbath, Rage Against the Machine.
Okay, we get it.
AC/DC.
Yeah, I love it. You're going to be totally.
We're not judging you. Secretly, we might.
I know.
Even though I enjoy Neil Diamond. Let's go to the gifts. $25 gift certificates for, check these restaurants out, Paul Martin's, Lure Fish House, BJ's Restaurant, Famous Dave's Barbecue, Lazy Dog Cafe. That's a great thing about living around here. All of the restaurants are really incredible, and there's so many to choose from. And in Thousand Oaks, the Veggie Grill. I wanted to go vegan for like an afternoon.
I know.
And it would be perfect if I could just go vegan for lunch.
There you go.
Okay,
I know.
Check out their menu. It's amazing. You will forget that it's healthy.
I had some sweet potato fries, the other day. And let me tell you, oh my God.
The cauliflower, buffalo chicken, I think, or something. That looks delicious.
Yeah, it's not really chicken. It's cauliflower,
which is very good.
Yeah.
It's all good. And all of those restaurants are here, along with Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, Pete's Breakfast House, and how about the free kids meal from The Habit? Love that place. Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night, Westlake Village Twins, 7:30. That's September 2nd with Jason Love. Very funny guy. September 2nd through the 27th. Earlier today, we talked about the Rubicon Theater's presentation of Copenhagen. September 4th, Labor of Love Big Dance Band Concert, and that's going to be happening at the Poinsettia Pavilion. That's going to be an excellent show of music and dancing. And how about on September 6th, the 7th annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival for Labor Day. If you're staying in town, that's a good one to go to. September 18th through the 20th, California Beer Festival, Mission Park in Ventura. And finally, another great concert, the Beach Boys, September 25th, Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza.
Are you tired, Tom, from saying all those great gifts?
I'm exhausted.
I'm telling you. All right, so let's just start off with, this is the 7th annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, 11 to 4. We've got tickets. Let's get a couple pairs out there. Call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. That is September 6th and Labor Day weekend. We'd love to have you be a part of that. All right, our first guest is Natasha McCollar. And Natasha, are you there?
I am there.
Welcome, welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm terrific. How are you?
Oh, great. We love your book.
Oh, thank you.
It's beautiful. Now, is this your first cookbook?
It is.
Congratulations. You hit the jackpot.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and how long have you been a pastry chef?
I've been a pastry chef for, I think, about 17 years now.
I love it. My oldest daughter is kind of into pastry, although my youngest daughter now, it's like, how did they get there? I don't know. You have to follow a lot of directions.
You do.
That must be my problem, right?
Yeah, I'm not so big. I enjoy eating baked items. I more prefer savory. Like, that's how I prefer to cook savory items as opposed to baked items.
Yeah, I love it. Anyways, they call you the dancing chef, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my first life, I was a professional ballerina.
Oh.
And I danced in New York and Boston, and then I finished my career dancing with Dancing in Phantom of the Opera on Broadway and Los Angeles. And also did spend a little time in Santa Barbara dancing at this little tiny ballet studio, which is probably not there anymore, but I have very fond memories of that whole area.
Well, that is this. I've been looking through this cookbook and everything looks so good. Tell us what your favorite recipe is.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Because they're sweet and savory. So can I pick one of each?
Yes, absolutely.
Please.
I would say at the moment I'm really enjoying the vanilla cornflake fried chicken.
Oh, my gosh.
Delicious.
Okay, what is that, an easy recipe?
It's a very easy recipe.
Okay, good. You went right to the first one.
I will say, Natasha, when I glanced through your book really fast, when I was looking at some of the recipes that caught my eye, you don't have any crazy ingredients. A lot of this is already in our pantries if you cook.
That's a really good,
because I think that makes a good cookbook. When you have like crazy ingredients that you have to go to five stores for, it's not going to work out. But when it's normal food that you can purchase at your local store, it makes it such a better experience.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing that a chef and an author, cookbook author, likes to do is make things that aren't intimidating and create things so everybody else can
welcome them into their rooms. Yeah. You know what? I love that you have so much vanilla in all of your stuff, right?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. So is that obviously how you got the name of the book, right?
Yes. It was inspired by having a bit of a journey, a vanilla adventure, I like to call it. I was fortunate enough to go to the island of Tonga, which is in the Pacific.
Wow.
Visited a vanilla plantation, which is an organic fair trade vanilla plantation owned by a New Zealand family. And myself and another chef colleague of mine, Peter Gordon, who has restaurants in London and New Zealand, we cooked for 4 days and just experimented all things vanilla. And it was so inspiring that it just made me absolutely consumed with creating vanilla and vanilla dishes of all sorts, yeah.
Wow.
And how does vanilla enhance a recipe?
Oh.
That's what I want to know. Is it, I mean, because I love when I add it to, you know, different recipes, but it just sounds so amazing.
Okay, here's a recipe that everybody has probably made at some point in their life or had, which would be stroganoff. Your recipe is chicken stroganoff, but tell us what the vanilla does to change the taste of everyday stroganoff.
Oh, it gives it a depth. It gives it an elegance. It gives it an allure. And vanilla is actually found in so many different things. You don't even realize that it's in. And it's enchanting. Vanilla is enchanting.
So, Natasha, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Jennifer's making me so hungry by all your pictures over there.
Oh, I'm starving now.
I know. I'm telling you. But how did you learn to be a chef? Is there like a mentor in your life or somebody that you looked up to?
There were several people, and I was inspired by, I worked with Sherry Yard at Spago, who was a great inspiration pastry-wise, and also, you know, of course, Julia Child was a great inspiration. I loved surrounding myself with cookbooks. And, of course, my first career as a ballerina, you can't eat a whole lot, but you can really appreciate and look at the pictures and create, and I loved creating things. And so those lots of books. I also was fortunate enough to work with Charlie Trotter, the late Charlie Trotter, who taught me all sorts of how to use different ingredients and some mysterious ingredients. But I tell you, I was going to culinary school then, and I aced every exam because I was able to work with these interesting ingredients. So I highly recommend that.
Wow.
Okay. I'm a very adventurous eater. I mean, that's probably one of
the
things.
Wait, eater or cook?
I'm an adventurous cook, but I'm also a very adventurous eater. There's not a lot I won't eat. And I have to say, I love foie gras. And I'm looking at your pâté that you have as well. So do you make the foie gras in this recipe?
Okay, I don't know what foie gras is. So what is foie gras?
Foie gras is duck liver.
Ooh, okay.
No, it is,
Tom,
probably.
Did you already know that too? Okay.
The most fabulous thing I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, it's fabulous. And the key with foie gras is getting the best quality and also cooking it very simply and quickly.
So in your recipe in here, and forgive my French, it's not what I thought it was, but the vanilla and cocoa nib crusted foie gras, is that the foie gras already purchased?
Yes.
Okay.
It's already purchased, and you slice it to the thickness in the recipe, and then you heat up a saute pan good and hot, and you literally just sear it. Because if you cook it too long, it will melt into duck butter.
Oh, God. And it's like, literally, it is a slice of heaven. I love it
really?
So much.
Really? I'm going to have to
so
totally.
Sad when
Where
they
do you get that?
Outlawed it. They did. But now you can order it again.
Yes, you can order it in California again.
So on holidays and stuff, I know that you can purchase it at Whole Foods. Costco years ago used to have a very small sliver of it. I don't know the quality of it, but it was very good. It was very good for probably the rudimentary enjoyers of
Oh, wow. I never knew this part of you, Jennifer.
And then the pâté that you have where it's in the little jar. How do you say that?
It's pâté au poulet, which is just fancy for chicken liver pâté.
Okay, and that is so delicious.
Now, I love chicken liver pâté.
It's just, you'll love, if you like that,
okay,
you'll
I
love
do love that.
Absolutely.
I've never had, okay. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking about the vanilla table, and it's the essence of the exquisite cooking from the world's best chefs. And so this is a collection from lots of different chefs. We're talking with Natasha McCullough. And so did you go around and like interview, or is it just that you've worked with several different chefs?
I worked with several of the chefs, just going in and staging, which means going in and working for no money, but learning lots of things. And that's I always encourage any up and coming cooks or wannabe chefs to do that. You can learn so much from people and
Natasha, it's interesting. Okay, so do they ever like leave one ingredient out so that you don't know their full secret, or are chefs like, you know, wide open? I know when you own restaurants and stuff, they, you know, they have like, I know there's a kitchen that, or a restaurant that I went to, they have, it's like a secret kitchen. They have you ever been there? Oh, my God. It's a sushi kind of sushi fish restaurant. And they don't let only a certain amount of their chefs into the secret part of the kitchen.
Yeah, I suppose it's part of the allure. And it's also part of you know, say, the ingredients for Coca-Cola, what really is in the recipe. And I did, several years ago, I did a little intensive ideation for Haagen-Dazs International, and I had to sign a waiver, and there were all of these secret ingredients that they use. But in real life, for the most part, we just do the recipes and we train our staff that way. And there's a wonderful chef who's in the book, Jim Dodge, who said to me years ago, he said, always be honest with your recipes. Don't leave anything out. Be accurate, and because people will be frustrated if it doesn't come out the way it should taste and it should be. And you can always change the recipe. You know, as we grow, as we experiment and work on recipes, we tweak things a little bit. But always be honest. So I take that to heart.
I love it. You know what, Natasha, will you stay with us? We have to take a really quick break.
Certainly.
Okay, great. We are the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I want to do a giveaway. And I've got tickets to Rubicon. And that is, they're playing Copenhagen. And it's September 2nd through the 27th. So I'd love to get a couple tickets out there to you. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008.
And I want to...
Let me say it one more time.
I'm so sorry.
419-0008.
And I want to give a quick shout out to Dr. David and his Biodental Healing Office. If you are looking for a dentist and you are hoping to find a holistic dentist, he is the person to go to. There's so many things that you put in your mouth because of your dental procedures that are needed. You need to know what they are. And Dr. David knows everything that should be in your mouth and should not be in your mouth, like those mercury fillings from when we were young. Those have all got to come out. Give give him a call at 375-2233, and he will give you the optimal dental experience that is good for you and your body.
He's really good. Their whole practice is all about making you feel better, and it's all holistic. And so they have a way different approach. So definitely give him a
especially
call.
For children, because so many kids these days need root canals and crowns.
Yeah, why not start there?
Now with this? And he probably wouldn't put a metal crown on a young child.
No, there you go. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you of our early shows. That's 6 to 8 every Saturday morning. And not only that, you can take our shows with us, with you, wherever you go with our podcasts. And those are all on your smartphone. All you have to do is go to iTunes and look up Kim Pagano Show and subscribe right there, and you'll get all of our shows. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and where we are all over the place. We'd love to share all those great things. Not only that, there's lots of giveaways on all of that, too. And again, get our newsletter. All you have to do is give us a call when you're calling in and mention, I want to get on the newsletter, because it's more times to win right there, too. Also, September 6th is the 7th annual Chili Cook-Off. And I would love to give some tickets to that. It's a great weekend for fun, and it's 11 to 4 on the September 6th. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're talking right now with Natasha McCullough, and we're talking about her beautiful book, Vanilla Table. It's an essence of exquisite cooking from the world's best chefs all over the world, and it's got amazing things in it. Soon joining us for our next guest is Audrey Walzer and Cheryl Fletcher, and they're going to be talking about mindfulness meditation. And Audrey is the owner of Camarillo Yoga Center, but not only that, it's growing. I'm telling you, these are some of the amazing classes that you're going to want to get into, and she's so good at what she does. So stay with us, because we're going to be talking a little bit with her. Natasha, welcome back, and thank you so much for staying with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah. So we were talking about, we'll do a little shout out
really quickly. I want to remind everybody, there is still time. You have until 4 o'clock today to head on over to the Billy Clower Dance Studio for the 5th annual 805's Got Talent Auditions. This is your last chance. It goes until 4 o'clock today. And you can get in line to hopefully win first place at the actual competition that takes place Saturday, October 17th. And Kim Pagano is going to be one of the judges. So get over there, whatever talent you've got, and see if you can make it into the final show.
I know. If you got any talent, let me tell you, just go try. It would be so much fun. And again, I hope I see you all over there. All right. We were talking in our little break here, and we were saying, what if you didn't have any vanilla, right?
Right. Like if you were so if a recipe calls for vanilla bean, what could you use as a substitute?
You could use vanilla extract, vanilla paste. there's all sorts of things, and I have this little page called Zanello 101.
Oh, okay.
It explains all of the ratios between one type of vanilla and another type and another type, and also the different varieties of vanilla that are found around the world and what their qualities are and what their flavor differences are. So you can pretty much, it's interchangeable, pretty much, whatever you have in your pantry.
So now what is the difference between vanilla extract and true vanilla?
Well, vanilla extract in the U.S. should be labeled pure vanilla extract, and that is the real thing. There's also natural vanilla, which is not the real thing, but it's a weaker form of it.
So,
and
when,
then of course imitation vanilla, which we don't want.
I'm looking at this picture of a spiced lime smoothie. Oh my gosh! Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, it's super simple. It's so delicious. My sister has that religiously before she goes out for a bike ride.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so tell us, and it doesn't look easy just because it looks so beautiful in your picture, but how do you make it?
Well, it's got a little layer of mango puree on the bottom. So you just take a fresh mango and you mush it up, puree it, and you put that, you just pour that onto the bottom. And then you add some yogurt, a little bit of vanilla, some honey or agave you can use as well, and then some fresh lime juice. And you just whip that all up, and you pour that on top of the little mango layer. So you have this lovely orange, bright orange mango layer on the bottom, and then you have the yogurt on it.
I want to be served that.
Well, I think sometimes when we're cooking and we're making a new recipe, I know I sometimes do this, and I really try not to, is we'll make an entire meal of new recipes as opposed to just making one item.
Oh, yes. And you could do a vanilla dinner. I actually know a couple of people who've done that. They've started with a salad or the Oda Ica, which is Tongan for ceviche, beautiful fresh white fish with coconut and vanilla and lime and a little bit of mango. And then there's lovely salads. And then you could go into soups if you wanted to. And there's also a whole selection of party food and main courses. They're all divided into chapters called small plates, main plates, blue plates.
I was just going to ask you, what are the blue plates?
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Blue plates and brunch plates. They're things that are simply made, and they're less expensive. And there is comfort food, sandwiches and little cakes and the fried chicken is in there, the vanilla fried chicken, because that's a classic blue plate special. It harkens back to the time during the Depression when diners would serve the blue plate special, which was basically meat and two veg, as they say, you know, potatoes and vegetable. And it was kind of a pre-TV dinner.
Ooh,
era. So
okay.
It was served for 2 bits, in other words, 25 cents.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
I love it. You know, I love just, you've got so many classic things in there. And I love what you, you know, just the pictures that you've done in here. I'm looking at your crispy vanilla coconut shrimp, one of my favorites.
Yum.
Okay, I never would have thought to put vanilla in there, but is that amazing too?
Oh, yes, it's amazing. And I know there are some beautiful, beautiful shrimp, local shrimp, the Santa Barbara spot prawns and other prawns and shrimp there that, oh my goodness, makes the most beautiful, beautiful dish. And it's also great for parties.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There is so many things in here. Where do we find your book?
You can find it in all the best bookstores, Barnes and Noble, for instance, and you can also find it online, Amazon and other places like that.
There you go. Now, are you already starting on a second one?
I am.
How did I know?
Of course. I can't wait to see that one.
Yeah. What is that going to be about? Do you know already?
Going to be about spices.
How important are spices? I mean, I always get like, I want to try something different, but I'm like, if I don't know what exactly it's going to taste like, I'm a little nervous.
Well, you can actually, with, you know, the joy of the internet, you can look through different places, and they give you the characteristics of the flavor profiles of all the different spices.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and always if they're dried spices, you want to get the whole spice, like whole nutmeg, as opposed to a bottle of nutmeg.
Oh,
the whole spice lasts virtually forever. But the smaller the size is,
the granule,
the faster it dries. Yeah, the faster it dries out or loses its potency.
So, great question. How long should you keep your spices?
Depending on the spice, anywhere from 6 months to a year and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
So the ones I've gotten from my grandma should be done.
Yeah, those the spinning thing of spices that you got for a wedding present, probably it's time to get rid of that.
I know. I love it. Really quick, have you ever cooked scallop squash?
You mean spaghetti squash?
No, not spaghetti. Scallop. Somehow I have them in my backyard. They almost look like pumpkins.
Oh, okay. So it's not the fish at all. It's squash.
No, it's squash, but it's.
Is it acorn squash? Is it a green skin?
Nope. Oh, it's it's yellow, with kind of like a. It looks like a pumpkin, but it's yellow.
Oh my goodness! You've stumped me there.
I wondered. Yeah. I've been looking all over the internet, and I thought
can't find anything.
Yeah, I just figured maybe I would like put. You know, this is what I cooked. I cut it in half, put it in the oven, and then scraped the seeds out afterwards, and then put it with a little bit of butter, and everybody liked it, but I can't find a recipe. I'm like, I don't know.
Interesting.
It's crazy. Anyways.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm going to research that one.
Please do. Let me know. And Natasha, keep in touch with us. I'd love to follow you.
Oh, sure. I would love that.
All right.
Well, terrific.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you so much, Tim.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, Audrey Wells are going to be here and Cheryl Fletcher. And we're going to be talking about mindfulness meditation. And, of course, we want to give out something. And how about September 18th through the 20th, California Beer Festival over at Mission Park Ventura. And we've got tickets for you. Give us a call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking about the 805, and I'm so excited. We have Audrey Walzer here and Cheryl Fletcher. And is it Fletcher? Yes, right? And Audrey is the owner of Camarillo Yoga Center. But not only that, I'm telling you, you've got this mindfulness meditation that has blown up. I mean, people are just, I can't tell you. How many people did you have at your at the Camarillo Library?
I think there were around 100 last
God,
night. Yeah.
That was great. It's great. And that's just really to find out about what you do, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
I love it. And then Max, you had over at the Center for Spiritual, a huge crowd there. I love what you do. I'm so glad that you're a part of our team here. And again, I want to give out one where you are and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I own the Camarillo Yoga Center, and we're just moving into our 15th year here in Camarillo.
Wow.
Which in Camarillo is kind of a big thing. It's difficult to keep a small business alive, and I think that word of mouth has spread, and we have a wonderful community of people. Cheryl is one of our yoga practitioners, and the addition of the mindfulness courses has really been a wonderful thing for our practitioners, because yoga, the physical practice of yoga, where we don't teach the pretzely poses, but really just things that are healthy for everyone, is a mindfulness practice in that you focus your attention while you're doing it, and it brings you into your body. But I think that the mindfulness course that I teach, which is a 9-week course, and we've been doing it for 4 years. This will be the 18th, 19th, and 20th time coming up this September. Has really blossomed because people are finding that their lives are so frantic and overwhelming.
Really?
Not yours, except for yours, right? No. You're not scheduled at all.
We don't know those people at all.
Well, we were just talking earlier on our shows about the gratitude diary, and sometimes we just have to, I've learned, Audrey, you'll be really proud of me, I've learned to like pause and breathe for a moment before I react, you know? And it's just interesting because you wake up with the best intentions in life, right? But you don't know what life's going to bring you. I was just at the car wash, brand new car. I come out, I'm relaxing, thinking, you know, it's usually, this sounds crazy, but it's usually a time I'm doing my purse out and just kind of regrouping. And they came out and said, your windshield's cracked. Did you already have, I'm like, no, it's a, you know, okay. You know, Kim, it's a material. I have to like breathe. I'm not going to get frustrated. I'm not going to let it ruin my day. Okay, let's just keep going. But life happens, you know, and you know, you get phone calls from family and they're, you know, can you help? Yeah, let me reevaluate. And I've learned to do that and it works so much better. And so I can't imagine how incredible if I actually had some really good knowledge in one of your classes.
Well, I think that the mindfulness tools are definitely super helpful. And I think that that's exactly the point. You've kind of tasted that little pause that you can have in the middle of the day, because we tend to just run our lives on high test. And then we think, well, I'll relax when I go to Hawaii. Oh, but I can't go to Hawaii this year. So it kind of like your own well-being and your own caring for yourself gets put off because you're so busy taking care of family, taking care of job things. So mindfulness becomes that little pause during the day. Where you can come to your senses, you know, come to your body, come to your breath.
Also joining us is Cheryl Fletcher, and talking about that pause. You know, it's interesting. I think in England, and that's where you're from, Britain, right?
Yes,
I am. That they actually take a tea time right? And I remember my cousin's like, oh, it's tea time again, you know? And I'm like, again? Sure, you know? I mean, I think in California we do coffee time, you know? Everybody's at Starbucks just trying to get that last minute. But welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here.
Well, thank you. I would say that we not only have tea time, we have our 11s as well.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
Well, it's around 11 o'clock. You pause, and you have your cup of tea or your cup of coffee, but you don't have to go stand in a frantic line at the coffee shop, which in itself could be pretty stressful unless you practice your breathing. And then, of course, we always have tea around 3:30 or 4, and I still have tea around 3:30 or 4.
Right. It is. It's so relaxing. When I'm back in England and all my family's back there, I'm telling you, it's like, do you need a spot of tea? Yes. It's just a way of life.
It is. And I do think it's a time when you are able to step away from your desk or your clients and take a pause, and just something about the making of the tea and the sitting there and drinking it and then going back to work. It is that mindful pause that you can take.
I love it. Well, I do want to remind everyone, and if you are just tuning in for the first time, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, where we really celebrate our lives. We celebrate every moment, and I love that we have Audrey Walzer on and Cheryl Fletcher. We're going to be talking a little bit about mindfulness and meditation, and of course, they are from Camarillo Yoga Center, and of course, we have so many giveaways, and Audrey has given a month of yoga to one of my listeners, and I'm telling you, you are going to be, I can't tell you how many people I meet and I tell them about you. I'm already like talking about you and they're like, oh, I already go there. You
it's can a just great
you
facility.
Can just see the calmness. I'm like, okay, you know, and I love it. I mean, you see people come in and out of there, and it's just a different way of living, and I think it's so important, and I think that, you know, you are a living example of what you do and who you are. So I want to give out our phone number right now. If you want to change your life, you know, I always say, and again, you know, we have a newsletter that goes out. All of these great people are in there. You're going to find out a little bit about us. Jennifer and I blog, all of our guests blog, and you find out what's going on. But I'm telling you, it's about being your own producer of your own life. This is a time that you can take a hold of that channel and the remote control and change that channel to the life that you've been dreaming of. So call in right now for a month of yoga over at Camarillo Yoga Center, located right here in Camarillo. And of course, the phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008.
I think it's so important to take that pause. I know my kids are in school, so I for some reason had this illusion that I have all this free time to do whatever. And I have found, I mean, of course, we all have like things that we have to do. But when I pick my kids up from school at the end of the day, that's when the craziness starts. And I really try to take that moment about 1 o'clock to go home and just pause, and everything else, we're done. Like, that's it, and pause, and then go get them. And I do feel like I have a renewed sense of, I can get through this. We're going to have a great day.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you have space in your life, it's kind of like your garage. You know, you just clean out your garage and then you fill it up again.
Wow, we were just talking about that, having your home in order. Right.
Well, it's so weird too. It's something that we've created within ourselves. I sometimes will be at home and I'll think, oh, I should go do this or I should go do that. Leave the house and go do it. Leave the house and go do this. And then I'll think, but there's actually no reason I can't just sit here and watch TV.
Well, we always think we have to be on the run or we have to be, you know, doing something. Mm-hmm. And we don't see the value of just kind of almost taking self inventory. Right?
Right. Well, there's an expression in meditation that says, don't just do something, sit there.
Oh, I love
that. Really,
it's
really, oh, and gosh. I think in society today, we've set ourselves up to where we don't have that time just to sit there.
Well, and most people are uncomfortable just if you say, well, sit down and don't do anything. In fact, they did a study where they had people in a room and they told them to sit down and don't do anything. And then they also had a buzzer in there that if you pushed it, it would give you a shock. And before they went into the room, and they said to them, here, they're going to be in there. You don't have to do anything for 15 minutes, nothing to do. By the way, there's this buzzer. It might give you a shock if you touch it. It's going to feel like this. And they would shock the people. And the people would say, ow, you know, that really hurts. And they say, so would you pay money not to be shocked like this? And they said, oh, yes, we would pay money not to be shocked like that. And then when they went into the room and had to sit there for 15 minutes, like 90% of them shocked themselves just because they
it was a shock
stand
sitting
being
there by themselves.
Yeah. themselves. Yeah. So I think when people have this idea of meditating, they have this idea that if I sit down and I still have thoughts, my brain doesn't clear and I don't immediately feel blissful, then I'm not doing it right. I'm not a good meditator. Meditation isn't for me. So mindful meditation is the process of being with yourself, with all of the thoughts that come by and float by, all the emotions that float by, the bodily sensations that might be there, but not engaging with them. And so we start to be okay with life that isn't always comfortable, right? Because we're always seeking to make ourselves comfortable. And when we sit down and we're not so comfortable, but we can just let that thought about our mother-in-law float by and not have to engage with it, and we come back to our breath or to whatever object of meditation in that moment, we develop this mental concentrative power. We develop the ability to return over and over again to what's happening there now without trying to avoid discomfort or move towards things that please us. And that's really called emotional resilience. And those are the skills that are really useful in life.
I love this. And we were talking before, you wrote your blog, and I said I never had heard that. I've heard of monkey brain.
Mm-hmm. But what I said hamster brain, like, you know, the hamster on the wheel, sure. Just going and going, yeah. And going. Because I felt like school is starting. I needed to get all of these things done so that hopefully for the fall, I could sort of take time out and relax more on the weekends and just enjoy family time. But these things, you know, we had a list of things that needed to be done in order to enjoy the next couple months.
Right. You know, I love that this is such a perfect time to be on our show. I mean, obviously we have your current show and all that, but to have you on our show, because I always say back to school is like the new year. Okay. I remember when my kids were going back to school, it's like, you kind of just start kind of like regrouping your life, cleaning your house, cleaning closets out. It's all of a sudden now you have time for me time. It's all those things. And this is such a perfect time to start your course. So we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, I want to find out what we're going to get from your course, how we find out how to get involved in it and enroll in it.
Sure. Great.
So, all right. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Live. And I would love to, let's see, what have we not given away? Well, you know what? Laughter. Okay. How about some Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night? That's September 2nd. And that's the third Wednesday of each month over in Westlake at 7:30. And we would love to have you go over there. We've got a couple pairs of passes. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And remember, we also have 1 month of yoga at Camarillo Yoga Center with Audrey Walzer. And I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KBTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Live in the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. And I do want to remind you, from 6 to 8, you can find our shows there. We've got 2 hours of completely different guests. And then, of course, from 2 to 3 right here. Also, you can listen to all of our shows on iTunes on our podcast, Kim Pagano Show. Just download it and subscribe to it, and you'll hear all our shows there. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and get our newsletter. Aren't they great? You'll find out about everything that's happening about here. And
blog a little, so you can learn a little bit about us. If you have questions about any of our guests or you need more information, that's the perfect place to find it all out.
There you go. And all you have to do is call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to get a couple gift certificates out to Veggie Grill in Thousand Oaks, and a couple gift certificates to Rubio Fresh Mexican Grill. Those are two of our new sponsors, and we're so glad to have them. Call us right now, 805-419-0008. All right, we're talking right now. We've got Audrey Walzer and Cheryl Fletcher. And Audrey is the owner of Camarillo Yoga Center. Not only that, she has this amazing mindfulness meditation class. And Cheryl Fletcher is here. She's actually taken it a couple times. And I love to always ask, what did you get from it? How did it change your life? And what would you recommend other people about it?
Well, for me, the difference it made, you can read a book, but it's so difficult to do some things from reading a book. So going to the class, well, Audrey broke up the books or with her and added her own information, enabled me to focus on one area and practice that until at the end you could put it all together so you had a cohesive whole and could choose the things on a daily basis that you wanted to do. The other really beneficial thing about taking a class is it keeps you on track for practicing.
Yes.
And all the studies show you need to do something regularly for 30 days before it becomes a habit.
Yeah. I even heard 21 days maybe, right? I mean, you have to do it, but you have 9 weeks. That's a huge commitment. And so somebody really wants to make a difference in their life, and I love that. Where do you hold those at?
So in the fall, in September, we'll have an afternoon class on Monday afternoon at Camarillo Yoga Center.
Oh, you got my time. Okay, finally.
Right.
Daytime class
for people who don't want to go out in the evening or don't have the time. Then we'll have a evening class at the Camarillo Center for Spiritual Living and in Camarillo. And at the Westlake Center for Spiritual Living, Tuesday night in Westlake and Wednesday night in Camarillo. And the nice thing about having three simultaneous courses is that if you miss one evening,
so you could
you
just
could
check
go
in.
On Monday
That's
afternoon.
That's really nice.
Right.
Because sometimes things come up and then you're like missing that little
part. Yeah, and then you can't go back to it, but now you can just, great idea.
We do, even if you miss an evening, you get an email the next day that talks about what we discussed. Since we use a textbook, you have homework that you do every week. You read a chapter of the book. You have mindfulness exercises that you do during the day.
Give us an example of what a mindfulness exercise would be.
Sure. One of my very favorite ones. Well, let me give you two, if that's okay. One was mindfully washing your hair. So normally when we're in the shower, we don't really pay attention to what's going on in the shower. Maybe we have our first meeting of the morning in there with us, so we're not really present to our experience. So if we pay attention to the feeling, well, you're a hair
yes,
therapist. So you know
right.
the best part of getting your hair done
it
is getting
really
the hair washed.
I have to tell you, that's what I'm like, bingo, I got that one down.
Right,
a lot of people don't.
Right, so when you pay attention to washing your hair, one of the people in our courses said, a gentleman said, you know, when I did the mindful hair washing exercise, I realized I was grateful that I had hair.
No, that's great.
So there's these little awarenesses that come out when we actually pay attention to our life. We notice how many things there are to be grateful. It takes us out of that hair trigger of what the immediate problem is and just opens our perspective a little bit. So simple things that we can do. Another one is mindful driving, which is a huge one. Instead of driving defensively, where we're always on the hair trigger of someone is getting in my way, someone's a threat to me, which shows, research shows that your reactivity is actually worse in the car when you're driving defensively as opposed to driving cooperatively. Like, we're all here, we all want to get to our destination safely. How can we cooperatively work together to get to our destination?
But not only that, have you ever driven somewhere and you don't even know how you got there? Like, all of a sudden you're like, you're there and you're like, wow, where was I? That's kind of scary. But I know a lot of people do that.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, there was a Harvard study that said that 47% of our day, our mind is on something other than what we're doing in the moment right now.
Is that really the clutch of what you're talking about? Is that really what mindfulness is all about? Being in the moment.
Well, yeah. And to become aware of where your mind is at any one moment. So am I, like with your car, am I just stressing myself out about something that's going to be fixable? Am I over-amping this situation? Or am I rehashing and chewing on something that happened 2 hours ago still? Is that really going to benefit me? Is that going to serve me? Because usually when we're doing those things, we don't even know we're doing them.
Right.
We just take them as the, you know, kind of our life living us. So mindfulness helps us to wake up and know where our brain is, think about what we're saying, what we're doing, and whether or not it's really coming from our best values and intentions.
Wow, I love this. So 9 weeks.
Correct.
How many hours? I mean, just so people could start to picture what their commitment would be.
Sure. So it goes from 6:30 till 8:45 at night. It's about an hour or 2 hours and three quarters. And often we add a 10th week by popular demand. A lot of people want to come back that 10th week and kind of sum up and talk about how mindfulness is affecting their lives. So it's sort of like an immersion course in mindfulness, because the standard response in mindfulness is it's not hard to do. It's just hard to remember to do. So if you live mindfulness for 9 weeks, it starts to become not just something you do,
but part of your
but
life.
A way of being in your life.
Okay. I know that I've looked on your website and I know we've talked about it. You have a lot of doctors, a lot of professionals that do this. And I think that this is so important. I really want to share this with our listeners out there, that those are the people that have really, I mean, obviously stay-at-home moms and anybody can do this. But if you are, your life is full, this is something that you should definitely pay attention to, correct?
Well, yeah. And I think that some people get a little daunted by the fact that there's reading and that there are exercises to do. But we have to remember that if we don't make any effort, if we just, read a book about something, it's not going to really become part of our life. However, the good news is that we give you such a wealth of information in this course that these are tools that are going to last you a lifetime. So if you only came and took part in the discussion and did the meditation that evening, it would give you benefit.
I love it. Couples, is this something you would recommend as a couple?
Not only have we had couples come, but we'll often have either the husband or wife come, then they'll send their husband or wife, and then they'll come back together a third time. So it's very common for couples to come together, yes.
I love it. I think it's just something to add to their relationship. I know we're at the end of our show. Audrey, this went by so fast. Give everybody the information, where to sign up and all that.
Sure. You can go to CamarilloYoga.com and click on the mindfulness page. You can see some interviews with people who have taken our course. You can find out when the courses are, and you can register online.
There you go. Well, we are at the end of our show. It all went so fast. Anyways, again, Audrey and Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brightest Side. Audrey, thank you for being a part of our show, too.
I'm so grateful, Kim, that you actually bring good news to our community.
That's
a huge, huge thing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I really, you know what? It's changed my life, and I love what you're doing to change all of our lives. Again, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're going to end this show with a moment of happiness. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. And this would be an amazing class to get involved with. Again, I hope you have an amazing weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.